Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Dedis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Welcome to day 609. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford is prepared to testify next week as long as senators offer terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. In an email sent to committee staff members, Ford's attorney reiterated that it is their strong preference that the FBI conduct a full investigation before her testimony. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, plan to move forward with Kavanaugh's confirmation despite the sexual assault allegations by Dr. Ford. Trump, in defending Kavanaugh, said it was very hard for me to imagine anything happened with Ford because Kavanaugh is such an outstanding man. Senator Chuck Grassley said a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing would begin at 10 a.m. on Monday and gave Ford a deadline of 10 a.m. Friday to submit prepared remarks if she plans to testify. While Ford has not officially declined the committee's invitation, her attorney has asked for a full nonpartisan investigation. Trump, however, continues to insist that there is no role for the FBI in investigating Ford's claim. Trump said that investigating Ford's accusation that Kavanaugh covered her mouth while trying to strip her bathing suit off during a high school party in the 1980s is not really their thing. Former government officials, however, have come forward to contradict Trump's claim that the FBI can't investigate the allegations against Kavanaugh. While Republican leaders in the Senate have echoed Trump's claim, several officials involved in the nomination and background check processes say it's actually common. Senator Dean Heller called the sexual assault allegations against Kavanaugh a little hiccup and said that he hopes all senators will address the accusations in good faith so they can get through this and get off to the races. The Nevada Republican went on to call Trump a great leader, despite saying he was 99% against Trump in October 2016. Heller is considered the most vulnerable Senate Republican who is seeking re-election this year. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Dr. Ford's walked back her claims that she knew about Kavanaugh's alleged assault at the time that it happened. Quote, "That it happened or not, I have no idea," said Christina Miranda King. "I can't say that it did or didn't," end quote. In a now-deleted Facebook post, King previously said, quote, "The incident did happen. Many of us heard about it in school," end quote. And Senator Claire McCaskill says she will vote against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court, but not because of the allegations against him. McCaskill cited Kavanaugh's positions on several key issues, quote, "most importantly, the avalanche of dark anonymous money that is crushing our democracy," end quote, as the reason for her no vote. McCaskill says Kavanaugh revealed his bias against limits on campaign donations and said that she is uncomfortable about his view on presidential power, as well as his position that corporations are people. The Missouri Democrat is running for re-election this year in a state that Trump won in 2016. Republicans hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate and could still confirm Kavanaugh's appointment even if all Democrats oppose his nomination. And finally, Michael Cohen met with Robert Mueller's team multiple times over the last month for interview sessions that lasted several hours. The special counsel is focused on Trump's dealings with Russia, including the investigation into collusion with Russia by the Trump campaign, in order to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Mueller's team is also interested in knowing whether Trump discussed the possibility of a pardon with Cohen, who is voluntarily participating in the meetings without any guarantee of leniency from prosecutors. And in the polls, NBC News says 38% of voters say they oppose Kavanaugh's nomination to serve on the Supreme Court, compared to 34% who support his nomination. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump told Spain's foreign minister to build a wall across the Sahara in order to curb migration from Africa. 2. The Department of Health and Human Services wants to reallocate $266 million in funding to pay for housing for detained immigrant children. 3. Jeff Sessions announced new limits on the ability of immigration judges to dismiss deportation cases, saying judges have, quote, "no inherent authority to terminate removal proceedings, even though a particular case may pose sympathetic circumstances," end quote. 4. The U.S. says it's ready to resume talks with North Korea after Kim Jong-un pledged on Wednesday to dismantle key missile facilities and suggested that he would close the Yongbyon nuclear complex. 5. Florida gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis is dealing with his campaign's fifth race-related controversy after newly unearthed tweets showed one of his campaign allies using a racial slur to describe Barack Obama. 6. Trump has named retiring Representative Daryl Issa to head up the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. And 7, a Pennsylvania state representative introduced a bill to ban public school teachers from discussing politics in the classroom. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe M. Dedis.